enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
What's going on? It's McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Live the Web Girl, intern Chloe Money. It is early, it is cold, but we all made it in alive. That's exciting when you're driving in and you're like, I hope I just make it. So roads are a little dicey. Be extra, extra careful. In some areas, I know you guys had a nice ride in, but if you're coming up from, in Indy at least, the north side, just be careful because we have another storm watch and we got lots of snow. It's perfect for a snow day. Most schools on at least a 2-hour delay, but I guess 'tis the season. I mean, it is what are we approaching Christmas in?
We
is
are
it 8 days?
Yes.
Ah!
8 days away.
Did you guys go sledding? What'd you do yesterday?
Well, no, I was looking up prices of sleds, and they're kind of expensive, like $15 to $20.
Yeah, and me and Porkchop both said we did not want to spend $2 on it. I literally said I don't want to spend over $2 on a sled because I'm trying to be as stingy as possible because I've got a lot of things coming up in the new year.
Yes.
That I'm just trying to already save for.
No, I feel that. You can't, I wonder if they hike up, because obviously everyone wants to go sledding now,
right.
Hike up the prices.
I'm sure.
Ugh.
We've gotten, 10-inch? In the past 2 days, I'm sure they've hiked up prices.
Yes, in Indianapolis. It is a snowy winter wonderland. It's pretty,
yep.
But it's just a little tough to get around.
I did have a relaxing day. Other than that, though, I watched a Christmas movie with my roommate. So she has never seen the movie Love Actually.
Oh, classic.
I know. So it was her very first time. We also went to a brand new coffee shop right by our place.
Okay.
And just check it out and see the inside and everything like that. And then I just, got some stuff done. Got some stuff done for making playlists for Cycle Bar. I got some laundry done. So it was a very actual productive Monday.
You got some stuff done. What about you, Chops?
I took a very nice nap.
Ooh.
That I didn't do.
Ate some McDonald's for lunch.
What'd you get?
Double quarter pounder with cheese.
Yum. Any fries?
McKenzie are living vicariously.
What else? Any french fries?
Oh, yeah. Large fries and a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, perf.
Ooh, what'd you dip the fries in?
Oh, I don't dip the fries. Just eat them.
You just
no
eat them plain?
No.
McDonald's
plain.
French fries, I guess, don't really need anything.
Yeah. But the highlight of my day yesterday was playing Call of Duty with Joe.
Oh, you played
COD? Went over to his house.
Yeah. Went over to his house, and it was so much fun. I'm addicted. I love it. I used to play years ago, back when, 10 years ago, and I haven't played in such a long time, and I picked up right where I left off.
Don't even bring up Call of Duty. My boyfriend is obsessed with it, and he is hooked on it, and so are all of his roommates, and it's so frustrating because I'll come over. Last night, I went over around, 5 or so, stopped at the grocery in the horrible weather that's in Indy right now. Stopped at the grocery, got stuff to make some white chicken chili, got to his house, and they're playing Call of Duty, and they played it for another hour. And I'm like, I would have stayed home for another hour if I knew I was just walking into it. Literally, they play all of the time, and they think it's entertaining for me to just sit there and watch that. And I'm like, it's not.
It is, though.
So if you have a boyfriend or you're in a new relationship, Call of Duty would be the gift for a dude, and maybe some ladies do.
Most definitely. I think I want to put me and Joe versus Liv's boyfriend and his friend. Who do you think would win, Liv?
Probably my boyfriend and his friend. My boyfriend and his friends are really good.
Yeah, so am I.
Well, what are Liv and I going to do when we're bored waiting? I don't know why
drink.
I entered myself in this scenario.
We'll drink, McKenzie.
Yes, honey.
I normally just grab a glass of wine when they do this.
I love it. I love that. Okay, well, stick with us. We have lots coming up today. We are going to play a dicey, saucy game of Would You Rather. Also, now, Liv, I know there's kind of a controversy with Christmas prezzies going on amongst your family.
Yes, I want to get something for one of my sisters, and I think it's a really nice gift. I think she would really like it a lot, but Everyone else is saying that it's very rude, and I absolutely cannot give it to her.
Oh, I love that. That's coming up at 8, 7 Central. And again, check your local listings. Lots of schools on 2 hours delay, including Carmel Clay Schools. This is looking like Hamilton Southeastern, Center Grove. So none, I don't see that many closings as of yet, but, oh, Brown County School Corporation is closed, but a lot of 2 hours delay. So make sure to just check. We'll be updating you throughout the morning, but give yourself time, be safe, yada yada. We love you and we're glad you're with us. It's Joe and McKenzie.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, yes, it is tea time. Now everybody's talking about the new Star Wars. It is the ticket to have. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Director J.J. Abrams gave star Daisy Ridley a very interesting gift at the end of filming.
So there's a show called The Great British Bake Off. Me and JJ love this particular contestant who will remain unnamed.
Oh, really? But
JJ had me made a real life-size mask of the contestant that fits on my head.
And it's amazing. It's amazing.
Like it hair, everything.
And it was made for Daisy's head.
Friends or something. I've opened the door a couple times to my friends in it. And people go, oh!
I love her. She's so awesome. J.J. Abrams also went on to say that he has kept a droid from each Star Wars movie that he's directed. You gotta keep something. Like, if I was in a movie, I would definitely keep a little memorabilia, right?
Every radio studio I've worked at, like when I've left, I've taken something from the studio.
Ooh, what are you gonna take from this one with this beautiful studio that we sit in?
That cereal.
The vodka? How about the vodka and the cereal?
Okay.
Put the vodka in the cereal.
There's got to be something else. I don't know. Liv, what would you take?
Honestly, I think I'd be better off just going empty-handed.
Oh, no.
Not too much good stuff in here.
Mackenzie,
it's
anything
too bad
good?
You didn't want that pumpkin we had in here for about 7 months.
Oh, yeah, the rotten pumpkin.
That coat hanger's nice.
Oh, most things in here don't work, so. Well, Alec Baldwin, he and his wifey, Ilaria Baldwin, they are asking Santa for something very special.
No, but I wasn't honest with Santa, which is what I want is that if we do have another baby, we find the right apartment. We need a bigger apartment.
We're going to move to the North Pole. We have enough space in the North Pole.
Oh my goodness, they have tons of kids. These two, they have 5 kids, and they're trying for more. And he already had an older, like he has Ireland Baldwin, his older kid too. So he's just like, reminds me of K-Fed. He's like, Alec Baldwin just pumps out those babies. Yes. Moving on to Cats. Okay, are you guys wanting to see Cats with Taylor Swift?
I was just talking about this. I think I could go without seeing it.
You're just like, meh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is this like the musical?
Yeah.
I remember seeing commercials for Cats on TV as a kid and being terrified.
Well, it was the longest running show on Broadway, so now it's going to be an action film. I would be curious. I don't want to go to the theater to see it. I don't love like Les Miserables. I don't really love singing movies,
musicals.
Per se. Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. Movies, the only musical them. I'm really down with is High School Musical.
Oh, yeah.
And then besides that, I'm with you. And then
I like Pitch Perfect.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that was cute. I love that one. Well, Cats director Tom Hooper says literally he finished the film hours before like the big premiere.
Yeah, I finished it at 8 a.m. yesterday after 36 hours in a row to put the finishing touches on. So I'm very happy to be here with it fully finished. And let the audience decide. But I think we've come a long way since that first trailer. And premiere should be the first time people get to see it. And this is genuinely a premiere.
Ooh. I would definitely. Okay, now I kind of want to see it. I do kind of want to see it for this fact alone. Jason Derulo's package was edited for Cats. Like, he wore tights while filming. Producers had to use special effects to hide what was going on downstairs. I mean, he should be very proud.
You're in tights and Cats. It makes me think maybe they
CGI'd the out.
Yes.
Yeah, they did. They did CGI. I noticed that.
Did they?
Yeah.
You think they airbrushed your penis out of the cat?
125%. I could see it in the trailer. No, I think, you know, to make it as like cat-like as possible, I think that's what it was about, you know?
That's so awkward. I'd be like, you kidding me? Leave that in there.
He's
make
so
it bigger.
Proud, though. I mean, for them to have to remove it because it's distracting on the big screen.
I didn't realize how lucky Jordan Sparks was.
Yeah.
nice. Hopefully you're feeling it. You might be on your way in. If you're in Indianapolis, there's a winter storm warning. Be very careful. Most schools on 2 hours delay. So you're trapped in your car. You're going 2 miles per hour. We want you to have some fun with us. A little game we like to play called Would You Rather. Typically, we like to have cocktails while we do this. But we haven't busted those open yet. So, all right, Liv has some fun Would You Rather questions. Intern Chloe Money is going to be in the mix with us. It's myself, yes. Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, and Chloe. All right, okay.
So... this is kind of a light one. And some of these are a little on the dirtier side. But
Liv
the first
wrote
one
these.
Is not. Yeah, I wrote these. So would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green or never have to stand in line again?
Oh, this is a good one.
This is easy for me.
I pick green traffic lights.
I pick never stand in line again.
I would go with never stand in line again because I am not patient. What about you, Chloe?
All green traffic lights, probably.
See, my thing is that at red traffic lights, this is bad, but like sometimes like I can look down and change the song on my phone or something. And also sometimes like I don't want to go where I'm headed. So like the red traffic lights are just like a little pause for
She's
me.
Like this morning. Yeah. I was like, sweet, I hit every red.
Exactly. Okay. So this next one, would you rather watch a Flipping Pancakes tape of your parents?
Oh.
Or your parents watch one of you.
Oh.
Oh
my God. Parents of me. Because I did not want to see that. Parents of me.
Chops.
I would rather watch one of my parents because I could like close my eyes.
Okay.
Oh shoot. I didn't think about that.
Okay, Chloe. You would have to watch a little bit of it. Or at least hear it.
Or like look up.
Yeah, what if you heard the grunting and panting and moaning?
I guess I'd rather them see one of me.
Okay.
I don't want to watch my parents getting it.
No, I get that. I was asking some of these to my boyfriend and his roommates last night, and they were all like, ugh, they can watch one of me.
Oh, I mean, it's hard enough for me. Like, how do I say this?
Well, we get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Your parents would pick.
I would watch it of my parents because I think my parent, like, I just would never want to do that to my parents. My parents would just be ruined for life, which, like, with enough therapy, I could get over it. Would you rather never be able to eat while you're out to eat or never be allowed to eat at home?
While I'm out to eat.
Going out to eat. So I'd rather not be able to eat at home.
I would rather just not eat when I'm out to eat. Because then I could just cocktail and then eat at home.
Yeah. What about you?
Same, because you're saving money and then you'd be a better cook at the end of it.
I totally agree with Mackenzie and Chloe. And no wonder poor Chop is always broke. Okay. Would you rather everyone be naked all the time or no, like, be clothed all the time? So no one ever can be naked, ever.
Like, are these people we want to see naked or just everybody?
Everyone.
Okay. Nope. Everybody has a clothes on.
Chloe Money's right. Thinking about it.
All right. Imagine in this studio right now.
Well, right now.
Oh, no.
I would rather everyone be clothed.
Me too.
Well, isn't it? It's like normal to not be clothed. It's natural. You know, and then there's in other countries.
Okay, so basically Porkchop's a horny man and he just wants everyone naked all the time.
Would you live on a nudist colony for like a month? I feel like you totally would. If anyone in this room right now, I feel like it would be you.
Yeah, I agree.
Nobody would go outside if everyone was nude all the time. Like in the winter, everyone would just be inside.
That's true. I don't know. I don't know. There's some creeps out there, Chloe. Okay, this one's really... this one's kind of bad too. Would you rather your mom or your daughter be in the adult film industry?
Oh,
well,
that's horrible.
I don't have a daughter.
Horrible.
No, but imagine like your hypothetical daughter. These are obviously all hypothetical if you haven't caught on, Porkchop.
Oh,
definitely my mom.
I would.
My mom.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe my
when
daughter.
When you have
hopefully
a daughter, you will
I'm
say your
dead.
Mom.
Hopefully I'm dead by then. By the time. I don't know. Chloe?
Probably my mom.
Okay. Would you rather date a 10, like so a dime, who increasingly gets worse looking with every year.
This is like True Life.
Or, or date a one who increasingly gets hotter over the course of 40 years. So it's a long, steady process.
So they're
process.
At their hotness when they're, like, for me, because I'm in my 30s, it'd be like in their 70s. Yeah. I guess I take the 10 right now.
The 10 right yeah. now, then he increasingly gets
what
hot.
About
what
you
about
guys?
You?
I would do the right now.
You would do the
instant
right now.
Gratification yeah. over here. What about you girls?
I think I would do the one that would increasingly get hotter because a lot of times ugly guys have better personalities.
Oh, good point.
That is so true, actually. Yeah. I agree with Liz.
I'm totally for the uggos.
And like once I'm once I'm locked in, I'm locked in, you know, no matter
we
what.
We know
happens.
That.
We hell know that. Okay, right. Let's wrap up one more.
One more. Would you rather fight Mike Tyson or sound like him for the rest of your life?
Fight him. One and done.
Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Now it's time for one of our favorite segments called
Wait, what happened?
California man wound up stranded in Austin, Texas for 4 days after being kicked off a JetBlue flight for sneaking his pet possum on the plane.
Wait, what happened?
Yes, his name is Gerald, which I just think sounds like a possum owner's name. No offense, but he tried to fly his possum Zatara to Austin. He actually got her on board on the way there to visit his mom. And he's like, oh, my awesome possum gets all the attention. But on the way home, apparently JetBlue not having it. He was already boarded, sitting on the plane. One of the crew members said, hey, dude, I need to speak with you a second. You cannot fly with that possum. You can either stay here with her or you can fly without her, but you can't take it on board. He, very upset, saying to JetBlue, gladly accepts small dogs and cats. Why not his possum? Apparently, they already had him flagged as the possum guy. Wow. Like the lookout, they had like a picture of him with like a note, like, do not let him fly with this possum. He was frustrated, got kicked off, and then went on to United Airlines, and they actually let him take the possum and get back home.
What would you be flagged as, Mackenzie? You'd be flagged as the pretty lady.
Cocktail lady? I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, the cocktail lady.
The girl with too much carry-on?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, customers, this is so cool. Surprise an IHOP waitress with a $1,200 tip.
Wait, what happened?
I know your ears perked up, producer Porkchop. A waitress at IHOP in New Jersey was surprised with a $1,200 tip. The tip was left by 12 customers who all gave her $100 for the holidays.
Heavy, and I was like, wait. Told the guy who gave me the money that he gave me too much money. And he said, no. He said, no, that's for you. Merry Christmas. It means a lot, you know, especially when you work day to day, not knowing, you know, if you'll be able to provide for the next day.
Aw, isn't that an amazing story? She actually tried to give back. She's like, no, that's too much. They're like, nope, happy holidays. That makes me feel so good inside.
I need some of that good energy.
Yes, here's some more good energy for you. 91-year-old grandpa gets his high school diploma.
Wait, what happened?
He's so cute. 91-year-old New Yorker. He got his diploma after more than 70 years. He grew up in Minnesota. His dad was sick, and so he had to drop off out of school to work on his family farm and help out with his dad. He never got his diploma. He's currently in a nursing home, and he worked really hard, and the workers there contacted his old high school, and he got an honorary high school diploma with honors. So I love that story. And lastly here, a bar in Milwaukee has debuted their very own White Claw machine.
Wait, what happened?
Yes, I know you want to hear more. Jack's American Pub said they have a claw for a claw game. It's the new hotness. There's cans of White Claw. It's like the claw machine at the old arcade. It just costs $1 to play. And of course, no laws with claws.
I imagine like the part from Toy Story, you know, the scene where the claw comes down. Mm-hmm. It's like the claw. It is the master.
I've never wanted to go to Minnesota before, but now I'm like, okay, maybe that's a new destination.
We're in. That's amazing. All right, well, speaking of Minnesota, they get lots of snow. Here in Indianapolis, we've been pounded with snow. Song of the day. We have chosen the subject, songs that mention snow. So we are going to battle it up coming up.
song of the day.
Oh, I was ready to sing. I was like, let's do this. All right. Song of the day. It's time for the battle. Here in Indianapolis, it's a winter storm warning. Watch all of the things. There's lots of delays. We've gotten pounded with snow. Carmel Clay School's two-hour delay. Hamilton Southeastern Schools, Noblesville, IPS, all two-hour delays today. Of course, check your local listings. Check out your school. But in honor of that and snow days, today's song of the day battle is over songs that mention snow.
Oh,
yes, darling.
Very nice.
How you vote, you text the word song, S-O-N-G, very simple, to 52140. Kicking things off, our very own Liv the Web Girl.
Okay, so when I heard snow, the first song that I heard of, because this is always the first song that I think of when I think of the holidays or snow or weather or love or comfort or everything, and that is just Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. It doesn't get better than it.
I picked that Friday and it lost.
Can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. With you, shawty, with you.
To watch this music video, and I would cry because I would be so jealous of the girl in the music video. I like literally like looked in how I could become a music video actress.
Wow. I feel like Justin Bieber, he was like the sweetest. I interviewed him. He's so sweet. I love his parents, his mom. God. Then he kind of went through a stage. I didn't like him when he's like being a brat. And now he's back to an awesome guy.
He's back to an awesome guy. And also, what can you expect from someone who has been, you know, that level of fame since they were 13 years old?
I feel like they all go through a stage. I feel like whenever you have more money than your parents, things can get out of control.
Yes.
That's what I would say.
And at a young age like that.
Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly. Okay, well, I love that selection. I went with a very classic song, and I took this subject very literal. Michael Bublé, the crooner, I went with Let It Snow.
It doesn't show signs of stopping. Well, I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yes, holiday vibes all around. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Again, to vote. All right, next up, we have producer Porkchop.
So I went with a song that I cannot believe has not even been picked in Song of the Day. And I went with a very, very popular artist.
Ooh.
This artist was actually already chosen today for a Song of the Day song.
What?
And it just so happens to be Liv the Web Girl's favorite artist. And I picked his biggest song. It's Bieber with Boyfriend.
If I was a boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl. You'd never be alone. I could be a gentleman. Anything you want.
Producer Porkchop, bring in the heat with the beeps.
Wait, where did he say snow? I just heard the word boyfriend.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go.
Wait, where did he say snow?
I don't know. It's somewhere in
it's
there, right?
In the
is
snow.
It? Chloe, back me up.
Wait, replay that clip. No, he didn't say snow.
It doesn't matter. The clip doesn't have to say snow. It's got to be somewhere. The category is songs that mention songs, you know, that say snow.
Liv is going to pummel you if that song does not say snow.
It does.
Yeah. Okay.
It does, I promise. I was like,
I didn't hear snow in there, so I'm just saying.
Your votes, song, S-O-N-G, text it to 52140. Last, certainly not least, intern Chloe Money. What you got for us, girl?
So I picked the obvious winner for today. As soon as Porkchop said snow-themed, this popped into my head. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Snow.
Hey, listen what I say. Come back and hey, look at what I say.
I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yes.
I like that song.
So hot and sexy. Again, text the word song. You decide. 52140. Will it be Live with the Beeps? Myself with Michael Bublé? Producer Porkchop with the Beeps? Or intern Chloe Money? You decide. Results come up next. It's the daily battle. We all try to win. Song of the day. Today's theme, snow. Songs that mention snow because it is a winter wonderland here in Indy. Lots of schools are closed. Lots of kids hoping for snow days. Lots of delays. Take it slow if you're on your way in. But good selections. Both Liv, the web girl, and producer Porkchop are battling it out for Justin Bieber. I went with Michael Bublé. And Chloe Money, Red Hot Chili Peppers. All right, how's Rosie doing with the calculations? All right, Porkchop. He's on his phone. He's like, give me 5 more seconds. He's trying to get all those last minute votes. If you have 1 last minute vote, you can text the word song, 52140.
I'm very interested to see how these results turn out because me and Mackenzie went for very literal. You know, we went for holiday theme because Christmas is in a week and stuff. And then
and Chloe
and Porkchop went a little non-traditional. I mean, your song is called Snow, but it's not a holiday song.
No.
Which is very interesting.
I think the Biebs might pull it out because 50% shot here.
If that happens, Liv wins either way, right?
Yeah, obviously. Either way.
All right.
I get to hear Justin Bieber. That's a win in my book.
So, for the second day in a row, I got dead last place.
Oh, no! This is shocking.
Yeah, like,
are you for real?
Yeah, I think you like messed up my chances in here because like
the
song.
I just didn't know it mentioned snow.
It does
people
say
people get angry when you don't stay on theme.
Yeah, no, it definitely says snow, right, intern Chloe? I'm trying to find it right now, but I can't.
Oh, you're trying to find the words.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you're lucky you didn't win because it would be a controversy.
Song, I promise.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Wait, did you find where it says snow in it?
And I'm trying to look right now, but I'm wasting too much time. So, 11% of the vote went to me.
I can't believe you didn't know that because you're such a stickler.
But no, I know it's in there. I checked. With 22% of the vote coming in third place. Justin Bieber and Liv.
Oh, no! I'm shocked. I thought we were hearing the Biebs right now.
I wish so. Whatever. Me and Porkchop will go out into the hallway and listen to Bieber. Wow.
That's what they do during every commercial break.
In second place, with 24% of the vote, Mackenzie. Intern Chloe's the big winner with 40% of the vote.
Yeah. Nicely done, girl.
Red Hot Chili Peppers and Snow. I love this song. Why isn't it playing?
Get ready.
Make sure it's in program.
Here she comes. Intern Chloe Money victorious. Nice done. That was fun. Nice work, Intern Chloe Money. Chili Peppers this morning, our winner of Song of the Day. Does that stress you out, everyone, when you don't win Song of the Day?
A little bit. I know. When I lose so bad.
Producer Porkchop.
It just stresses me out because I want to hear Justin Bieber.
That's all she wants. Well, it's the holiday season. What do we have? We have 7 days?
8
days until Christmas.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow, right?
It's exciting, but I think of all the things I have to do. I have many presents still to buy, all the presents still to wrap. I didn't even do holiday cards. I gave up this year.
It's just so little time. I feel like all of a sudden it just hits you in the face. You're like trying to prep for Thanksgiving and all of that. And then all of a sudden Christmas is here. I know my mom is still doing some shopping. She's still getting the menu together. So
all
it's
the
just
things.
Crazy.
It's decorating. So we want to give you some ways to de-stress this holiday season. Simple things. You can just take a beat, take some time for yourself, and do these things. Okay, Liv, you have some good ones.
Yes. Okay, so one of the main things they say to de-stress is just change your environment. So if you're starting to feel very...
Bye, guys!
Peace! Just go to Hawaii by yourself. No. So if you are, you know, sitting there planning a menu or sitting there in online shopping and you're starting to feel very overwhelmed, they said just take a minute and change your environment. So if that is taking a shower or going into a different room, reading a book, maybe going to a coffee shop sitting there and spending like just 20 minutes by yourself, just change your environment for a little bit.
I absolutely love that. They say, here's something simple, like just sip on some tea. Literally, maybe some de-stressing tea or some green tea. Just kind of sit and savor it for a minute and redo your to-do list. So I have a to-do list of like a million things. They say, stop it. Pick like 1 to 3 things a day that you must accomplish and like the other ones leave off on a different page somewhere.
That's very smart. I like that. Another thing they say that you can do is doing relaxing exercises. So this would be, you know, maybe stretching. So maybe just taking some time, which sounds so weird because I bet like no one's just sitting at home stretching.
Right.
But, you know, stop what you're doing and just stretch, you know, just kind of like walk around, stretch your arms, stretch your legs, or even just exercising, like stopping for a moment, taking an hour to yourself to get an exercise in, you know, let off some of that steam, fill your brain with other things other than holiday stressors.
All right, this is something I need to do. Cut up your credit card. Because that causes anxiety. Obviously, it's just it's so easy to swipe, swipe, swipe. But like later, you're probably going to regret it. But I know it's like some people, what else are you going to do?
Right,
I get it.
Right.
But if you can, don't pay with your credit card.
Cut that baby up.
Cut that baby. And they say, let it go. This would be an awesome time because we're at the end of 2019, approaching 2020. All those grudges, all those people that were like terrible to you or just get on your nerves, let it go. And not for them. It's not like excusing their behavior or whatever, but it's for you. So you can start fresh and light going into the new year. I love that.
Yes. Another thing that they also say you can do is lighting some candles with stress relief scents. So lavender can be very, very good for stress relief. And so just sitting by the candle, kind of like taking in the aura and the smell, that can be really good to just relieve some stress. So lavender, some orange is really good for stress relief. And that also kind of like wakes you up too if you get a second wind.
I have something you and Jewel Daddy could get each other.
What?
Okay, so one of my good friends got, it's like a sexy time candle on Amazon, and it's cheap, but it's supposed to be amazing.
Really?
Next
they
level.
Swear by it?
Yes.
I'll have to look into that.
That okay. would de-stress you. All right, just some ideas. We want to keep you stress-free. Relax, you got this. Okay, I'm going to be spilling the tea coming up, and it is juicy. Don't go anywhere. It's Joe and McKenzie.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, honey. It is tea time. This is the tea. Okay, so Justin Timberlake, he was caught holding hands with his co-star Alicia Wainwright down in New Orleans. The paparazzi took pictures. He made a public apology saying, hey, I had drank too much. It was inappropriate. Nothing happened, but we did hold hands, rubbing legs, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess who just made a little visit down to New Orleans to visit him on set? His wife, Jessica Biel.
Uh-oh.
She's going down there to see what the heck is going on. Coincidentally, the actress, Alicia Wainwright, casually was not present and happened to flip-flop, and then she was in LA when the wife approached the set.
How do we know Allie wasn't just going to surprise him to see him?
Like Jessica Biel?
I was thinking Allie. Biel, yeah.
I mean, she goes, the wifey comes in, the girl goes out. This is very interesting. Drama! So I will keep you posted on that. So juicy. Well, Gabrielle Union is referencing how she got fired from America's Got Talent.
My time, you know, in the spotlight to cover us all. And I was just honest about it. And it changed everything.
Yep, it changed everything. She says, hey, I'm actually glad to be out of there. It was a toxic work culture and environment. And I mean, she's with Dwayne Wade. It's not like she's hurting for a paycheck. She just was very disappointed in America's Got Talent behind the scenes. So she has clearly moved on. Maybe not moved on. Brad Pitt and Jen Aniston. OMG, I love this. I was heartbroken. Still, I am, when they got divorced 15 years ago since they split. But guess who showed up at Jen's Christmas party? None other than Mr. Pitt.
Well, I mean, on one hand, you know, you get older and you just get tired of protecting yourself or having any secrets. You know, you just want to get on with it.
Oh, it would so be amazing if they got back together. It was her annual tree trimming Christmas party. Also in attendance, Gwen Paltrow, Reese Witherspoon, Kate Hudson, Jimmy Kimmel. Now, there is a fun crew. And they were seen laughing and giggling, and I just think they were like the ideal couple. So who knows? Keep you posted on that. Some sad news. The Fuller House doggy, Cosmo, passed away from complications from surgery. So, oh, that's really sad. Of course, sending our thoughts and prayers with his family. The furry baby passed. Part two of the fifth and final season of Fuller House hits Netflix in 2020. And lastly here, Mariah Carey. Oh, this is going to get you, pork chop, since you work in the service industry. She did not leave a tip for a $500 meal?
$500 what? And didn't leave a tip?
She performed at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. She was on her All I Want for Christmas Is You tour. Production assistant said, yeah, she wanted the hotel to pick it up. Like, she did pay for the meal in cash, but she didn't even, like, leave a cent of a tip. And for a diva, that is surprising.
Darling.
Hi, darling.
Hi, darling. Reveal them, darling. Have a reveal. Thank you, darling.
She ordered strip steak, roast chicken, salmon, crab cakes, pasta, and all sorts of sides. It came to $493.67 for the meal, and they gave like $500 in cash and then took the $633 back. No tip.
Oh. What's going through her head there? Like, I mean, she probably thinks that her people were going to leave the tip, right?
You would be livid. Mariah, get it together, girl. All right, so coming up, we're going to talk about what your furry baby accidentally ate. OMG, I have a friend. Their dog ate batteries. Thank goodness it's okay. But that's coming next on Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. Good morning. What's going on? It's McKenzie, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money, and Liv the Web Girl. And in Indianapolis, there is a winter weather advisory, lots of snow. We are getting pounded the roads. I was slipping and sliding on the way in, so be very careful. Lots of schools on delays. Carmel Clay School's 2-hour delay. Hamilton Southeastern, 2-hour delay. Noblesville Schools, we got 2-hour delay, as well as IPS. So check your, of course, with your school, your local listing. They're really good. I mean, I get a voicemail every morning. They let you know if your kiddos are delayed. I know a lot of kids are hoping for school closings, but that's the latest. Okay, you guys. So I got a call yesterday from my buddy. He's actually down in Florida. They're having no winter storms, which is I'm jealous of. But He said that his dog, Malcolm, who's like reminds me of the dog in Marley and Me, he said he was in the shower. Malcolm busted in the shower, like while he was in there, stole the soap and like started chewing on the soap, then got after the remote control and he freaked out. He got swallowed batteries.
Oh my god!
They had to go to the ER. And they got, the vet, ER, and they got the batteries out. And thank goodness he was okay.
How did they get the batteries out?
Oh, no.
Oh, I don't think I want to know.
I know. But anyway, so this got me thinking, what did your dog accidentally eat? Because I feel like dogs will just eat anything, or your pet in general. And it can be horrifying.
So when I was in college, I had 10 guy friends who all lived together, and one of them had their dog living there. So it's basically like all of these 10 dudes' dog, and one of them made an entire platter of weed brownies.
What?
And he placed them on top of his dresser, and the dog got a hold of it, and the dog ate the entire platter of weed brownies. And this was like an 100-pound dog. So all 10 of them started freaking out, and they all rushed the dog to the vet ER. And I'm just like picturing 10 of the most like fratty douchebag looking guys like panicking in the waiting room being like, our dog ate our weed brownies.
Was the dog okay?
The dog was totally
super
fine.
Chill.
Wait, yeah. It was fine? Does it like affect it at all?
I mean, I think they like pumped its stomach or something and it was fine. But okay. The dog was totally okay. The dog was fine. I mean, I'm sure for the first half an hour, the dog was probably stoned. But I mean, the dog after that was totally fine. The dog is still alive and well. And this was 110-pound dog. So it was
it's a
big dog.
Then he had the
dog
munchies later.
Yeah. Yeah.
The poor little dude. 833-563-2539. What did your dog eat, or what did your pet get into? My rest in peace, my little Belle. So she was blind and deaf. So she got into a lot of stuff and she didn't know what it was. So she ate Play-Doh, which I feel like maybe we eat Play-Doh when we were kids sometimes. Some people do. But I didn't know. It's very interesting. At least it happened in this circumstance. When she got into the Play-Doh, the blue Play-Doh, it came out the blue Play-Doh.
Oh,
it
came out how it entered in.
Really?
Okay. My dog, my old dog, used to eat plastic all the time. I used to get into plastic and eat the actual plastic.
Why?
And I don't know.
It doesn't taste or look good.
I don't know. It would just eat everything. And it would just eat plastic all the time. Even if it would get into the Oreos, it would eat some of the Oreos, but then it would also eat some of the plastic. And it would come out plastic.
My cousin's dog just ate their entire advent calendar. And that's chocolate!
Uh-oh.
But the dog's okay. I get it. I mean, because every time they say dogs can't eat chocolate, but it's the amount, I guess.
They are right. They can't eat their weight in chocolate. Right. That's what'll kill them.
I think it's the amount, and also I think it's long-term effects. So my old dog used to get into chocolate all the time. And we would try, like, we would put it up and put it up, but it would just find ways to get into it. And it would eat almost every box of Valentine's my, like, dad ever got my mom. And it ended up dying of, like, liver cancer years later. But I think it's, like, over time it has the effects of it.
All right, 833-563-2539. We've got a bunch of calls coming in we'll get to in just a second. And real quick, one time I was at my ex's house, and my ex's mom was watching her mom's dog, right?
Okay.
But we were all outside in the man cave, and I had like a bottle of calcium pills. Like, what dog do you think would want to eat calcium pills? So I come inside, the bottle is torn to pieces. There's pills all over the ground. So I start counting them.
No.
And we determined that the dog ate like four, and the vet said it was okay.
I have one that is going to blow y'all's mind. I'll tell you all about it next.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Yes, tell us, what did your dog or pet accidentally eat? 833-563-2539. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. It's Joe McKenzie. We are taking your calls at 833-563-2539. What did your dog eat, or your animal? We had some crazy stories. My buddy's dog ate batteries, a bar of soap. My cousin's dog just got into the advent calendar, literally ate all the chocolate out of it. All right, Chops, the phone lines are blowing up. Who do we have?
We've got Butcher. What happened with you, Butcher? What'd your dog eat?
I had a 210-pound wolf hybrid.
Wow.
And she ate a $10,000 engagement ring.
Oh, no!
Yeah, my fiance did the dishes. She put it down. She looked. She turned around. It was gone. Yeah, that was a fun thing to try to
get
back.
Did you get it out the other end?
Yes, I'm smart. I tied a bag to her behind and let her run around and do her business.
And when it happened, were you like, I see it! I see it!
No, I had to take a little wand and, like, you know, that people use to... look in the ground for stuff.
How many times did you sanitize that ring before you gave it back?
Oh, I took it to Helzberg Diamonds. I was like, here, I need this cleaned. And they were like, what happened? I was like, my dog ate it. And then another time, my dog ate my ex-fiance's brother's half pound of wheat out of his book bag.
I feel like dogs attracted to that.
They like the scent, maybe.
Butcher, great stories. Thank you so much.
Hey, I got a quick side note for Butcher. So, like, one time I went to the bathroom on my laptop, like, when I was drunk. And so I brought it in to get fixed, and they asked me what happened. And I was like, I dropped some soda on it.
I would have said my dog
did
it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't want to tell them that, like, there's... You know,
I thought it was a restroom. All
right, let's go to Madison on line three. Madison, hey, what do you want to say?
Hey, I wanted to say my pug ate a whole canister of paintballs.
Paintballs?
Oh, paintballs?
Yeah. My God.
Your pug?
Yeah, he was like pooping and throwing up rainbows before he found them.
Fabulous.
What's your pug's name?
His name is Dub.
Dub?
That sounds
Dub.
That honestly kind of sounds like a dog that would puke rainbow.
Dub. Yeah.
What's that thing that Wendy Williams says? She's always like,
how you doing?
Oh, yeah, there you go. How you doing?
That's awesome. Thanks, girl.
Thank you, Madison. Now, how about Jasmine? What did your dog eat?
So I actually work at a dog daycare.
Oh.
And you'd be surprised, like, how many things I've seen come out of dogs.
What's, like, the craziest?
And, like, I've seen, like, piles of underwear. Yeah. And we have to return them to the pet parents. So that's a fun conversation.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That is so
I'm imagining,
gross.
like, you know, the clowns when they always pull, like, towels out of their mouth.
Yeah.
But the other end.
The other end. Oh, thank you so much, Jasmine. That's disgusting, and I'm sorry. Joe, how about you, Joe? What'd your dog eat? Joe, are you there?
Oh, I don't think we have Joe, underwear tip, Liv, you had something
to
share.
Yes, my old dog used to eat the crotches out of all of our underwear.
What?
Which is just so weird. And my mom would come into the laundry room and she'd be like, damn it, like again.
Like you and your sisters.
Yes, I have three older sisters, so all of our panties all the time, just... crotchless, and my mom had to throw them away.
That's how they roll over there.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Are you guys
voice of 2019.
We don't want to do it, but it's the last one of the year.
Oh,
so,
God.
Dare Dice, if you're new to the show, welcome. We love you. Dare Dice is where myself, Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv the Web Girl, intern Chloe Money, we roll dice, and you're safe the higher you roll. The one who rolls the lowest has to face the box of shame, which will be any kind of punishment. There's bad, bad punishments in there, and it'll be the last punishment that'll happen tomorrow at this time. And whoever rolls the lowest will have to face it. Who wants to roll first?
Me.
Okay, producer Porkchop, we have two die. So you want to do it at the same time or one?
I think
at a time?
One at a time.
Do we do one at a time? That's what
yes.
we do, right?
Okay. And I think, too, like going first really sets the precedent
yes.
to see what you need to get above here on out.
This All is right. so intense. This is my first time doing it without Joe here, I think.
Yeah, he's lucky. He's on vacay, burning those days off so he does not have to face a box of shame anymore in 2019.
All right. Oh, yeah, one at a time. So okay. I practice rolled before, and I rolled a 4 and a 6. So
okay.
here we go. All right. First die is...
Ooh, a 4. I feel like you just manifested that.
You think okay. I'm going to get a 6?
Let's see.
All right.
This would be crazy if you don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go. Come on, baby. 6! 10!
Okay, that's really good. I'm going to go next.
Oh, my gosh.
You manifest 2 6s for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure,
okay.
no.
Come on. Say 6.
I'll manifest 2 1s
for
you.
Say the first one at least is a 6.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
6.
Okay, come on. My first die, I'm doing the roll. Come on.
A 4.
Jeez. See, you can say it with your heart when you're trying to say that for me. Okay.
So you can't beat me.
If I could get a 6, that would be amazing if we both rolled the same.
Could
okay.
tie me.
Oh my gosh. I can only tie Porkchop. Come on.
What is it?
One.
It's a 1. She only got 5.
No.
It started out so promising.
Boo. All right, I only have 5. I don't like my odds here. This is not good. You're safe, producer Porkchop, no matter what.
Nice.
Okay, Live the Web Girls up next.
It's my turn, but walking over here, I knocked off all of these papers, which I feel like is really bad luck.
Oh, Liv.
That's because Liv's wearing her Snuggie. We're nice and toasty
it
in here.
Takes up a lot of space. Oh my gosh, okay. Come on, sweet baby Jesus.
She's already tied with me.
I got a 5, which means I automatically don't have to do it.
Oh, shoot.
I'm going to get either a 1 or higher, which is already beating Mackenzie.
Okay. Nicely done.
I love it.
She takes the lead, the leaderboard.
Awesome. All right, Chloe.
I feel like this is looking like it is going to be me, the last box of shame punishment. However, intern Chloe Money in the mix. She now takes the dice. All right, Chloe. Here you go, girl.
All right. I mean, I got it last week, so I better not get it this week.
Okay.
4.
Ooh!
You,
if she
one
gets a
ties.
1, we could do a roll-off. But that's my only chance.
Okay, let's see.
Ah! 1! Yes! Roll off!
Oh my gosh! I'm still alive!
Wow.
Okay, do we have more intense music? Okay. I feel like with this, I mean, we're gonna do a roll-off. Okay, I am nervous. I feel like I want to go. Should I go first or last?
Yes, first.
First? Okay. It's come down to this. My favorite intern in the world, Chloe Money, and myself, we both rolled 5s. This is my chance to stay alive. It's a roll-off, people. Okay, my first die.
Oh.
A 5! Okay, already tying my former roll. Okay, a 5. The second roll. Come on, baby. A 3. Okay.
Eight.
An 8. Okay, I'll take it. Middle of the road now. Intern Chloe Money.
You know it'd be funny if you ended up like tying me? If you got a 10, Mackenzie, and then Chloe got a 10. That'd be crazy.
Okay. Come on, Chloe.
Good luck, Chloe.
A 2.
You need a 6.
Oh, I need a 6.
She could tie me again.
She could. Yeah, she could
6.
Tie you again with the 6.
Okay.
No! Oh, 2 doubles. No! Intern Chloe with a 4.
This is very fitting for the end of her internship. She has to face a box of shame. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Oh, I hope you get the elf dessert, which would be what elf, buddy elf ate. Spaghetti, maple syrup.
I have a chance to make someone else do it, I do have a chance to make someone else do it.
Yes, she can save herself. Tomorrow she gets to roll. If she rolls doubles, she can either pass her punishment on to someone else or keep it. Although, I feel like you had that opportunity. She kept it last week, which was... Okay. Very,
very
heroic
noble.
Of you.
I only kept it because I thought I was going to do it once. Like, dead ice one.
Okay, intern Chloe Money. Box of shame. You face it tomorrow. Will she save herself? Will she pass her punishment on to someone else? If you have punishment ideas, hit us up at Joe McKenzie on social media. We'll take them. Coming up next, there is a debate. Is this gift totally rude or is it all right? We're going to get your opinion. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Tis the season for gift giving. I still have numerous people to buy for, and I'm kind of in a panic. However, I want to get people things that they really need, that they really want. Like, someone asked me what I want, and I was like, I know this is kind of weird, but I want a car detail. I love my car to be super clean and perfect. I just would rather have that than, like, a new sweater. You know, I have things that you really want and that you really need. So, Liv, I know there's a dilemma happening with your family.
Yes. So we do a Secret Santa every year, and I picked one of my sister's names. And so it was my idea to get her teeth whitening strips. Did she ask for them? No. But I've heard her talk about it in the past, like, oh, I wish my teeth were whiter, or, you know, like, oh, I wish I had the money to get, like, my teeth whitened, whatever. I mean, just over the years or whatever. I've heard her drop a couple comments. And so I've heard her talk about it, and I used, like, Crest teeth whitening strips
before.
They're
awesome.
They worked wonders on me. And so, I mean, she could use a little bit of whiteness to her teeth. So I'm like, why not get them for her? Because I just feel like she... would not spend the money.
Sure. Yeah.
So I just feel like she would not spend $55 while she's at the grocery to get teeth whitening strips for herself. So I'm like, I'm just going to get her teeth whitening strips. She asked for other things, but I just feel like this would be a better present for her. And I happened to tell some of my other sisters and my parents my idea. And they were like, this is so rude. You cannot do that. If she opens up teeth whitening strips, she's going to be so self-conscious. She's going to be like, that's not even what I asked for. Like, what are you implying? Like, they just think it's very rude of me to get her, like, teeth whitening strips when she didn't ask for it and she hasn't made a comment in a while.
Interesting. All right. Do you think this is rude or you think this is perfectly okay? 833-563-2539. I think it's a great idea because you said she's dropped hints in the past. Maybe not per se. She says she wants it for the holiday.
Right.
But I understand if like if I, you know, sometimes I'll like, hey, do you want a mint to someone? And I'm not implying they have stinky breath. I'm just being generous. Like, okay.
Right.
You know, so it's like that type of thing. Is that being rude? Is she self-conscious about her teeth, you think?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Okay. Probably a little bit, yeah. And so I just don't think it is a rude thing. But my sister said, you know, like it would be like if someone, unwarranted, like unasked for, gave you a membership to a workout or to like Weight Watchers. She's like, what if someone gave you a membership to Weight Watchers? You did not ask for it at all. Like, that's rude. You don't do that. But I was like, I think that's nice. It's just looking out for someone.
I mean, when you put it that way, though, I guess if you are already self-conscious about something, I guess like the Weight Watchers thing, that might be like, oh, you know, you would be like grateful and thankful, but it would maybe make you a little self-conscious, I think
I would like it. Because I've mentioned before, I would like some sort of teeth whitening thing.
Yeah.
Now, my teeth are kind of sensitive, though, so I don't know about the strips and bleaching. But one time I bought High Smile. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
It's like this thing you stick in your mouth and it glows.
Light.
Yeah, the light. It's got this like little gel on it. That did not work. I was like, I mean, it's weird, though, because it has all these great reviews. I'm like, why didn't it work for me? And it was $60. So, yeah, Liv, even if you got that for me, I would have.
So, like, let me ask you guys this. Okay, so say, like, I got my mom a beauty box for her birthday. And because she loves, like, those little I love, like, little masks and beauty things. And I wasn't implying that she needs, like, you should be masking more. I think, or, like, lotion. I was just thought it's fun, like, a fun girly thing. So I think that's kind of what you're doing along those lines, right?
That's what I think. So I want to know, 833-563-2539. Do you think I should abort this gift?
Mission. Give the white strips to Chops.
Give them to someone else. Return them. Just not give them to her. Or do you think that I can do it, but in a delicate way?
Okay, we need your opinion before she goes and buys these things. We'll be right back. It's Joe
McKenzie.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Oh, yeah, we are feeling good as hell because we're talking holiday presents. I'm like halfway through. I have a lot more to buy. But Liv wants to buy her sister. I think this is a really thoughtful gift. She wants to buy Crest whitening strips. But you said it might be seen as passive aggressive and rude, so you don't want to like overstep.
Right. Well, I don't think it's passive aggressive. I don't think it's rude. My family does. So my sister doesn't know about this, but all my other sisters, my parents are all like, yeah, that's really rude.
Oh, okay. We need your advice. 833-563-2539. Should she go and get this gift for her sister? She didn't really ask for it, but she's hinted at it in the past.
Good morning, Lauren. Is it a good idea or a bad idea?
I honestly think it's a good idea if it's something that she's hinted at in the past. If it was something that she hadn't, then yeah, that might be kind of throwing a little bit of shade. But I literally was texting my husband while I was listening and being like, ooh, I want my teeth whitened for my birthday. Like,
perfect. Yes. You know, I feel like that's the first thing people notice is your beautiful smile. I definitely think it is worth the investment. All right, girl, hopefully your man gets to it. I love that.
Someone on Instagram, Shelby, said Liv should definitely do it, but maybe as she's opening it, be nonchalant with that. I remember you've made so many comments about wanting to do this, but not wanting to spend your own money on it. So I just did it for you.
Perfect.
I like that idea. It's all how you play it off.
It's all in the delivery. I love it.
Who used to watch the Acme Brothers? Good idea, bad idea? Good idea. Brittany, what do you think?
I think it really depends on the person.
Okay.
So how so?
The person that you're giving it to.
So Liv, describe your sister.
She can be sensitive. And I think that, I just think she can be sensitive.
Well,
all my sisters are sensitive.
If she's anything like you, don't get her the white strips.
I've got thick skin. I'm like got the thickest skin of anyone in my family. Mm-hmm. My sisters are a little, they can be sensy sometimes.
Yeah.
So do you think I shouldn't because she's sensitive?
Go ahead and get them for her. But like you said, if you abort mission, I will gladly take them.
Well, I'm going to make you pay. I'm
Would
not
you
just
be
gonna
offended? Let's ask Producer Pork Chop. So Producer Pork Chop has a little bald spot and that he's been working on for quite some time. Now, if Hostage Boy, your man, for the holidays got you like the latest and greatest potion, lotion, or laser or whatever for it, would you be like, oh, it's getting worse and be more self-conscious? Or would you think that was sweet?
Especially since I thought it was getting better, I would probably be a little upset.
So you would be upset. Interesting.
Yeah, only because I thought it was getting better, you know? Like your sister was like, oh, I thought my teeth were getting better than yours.
Right, I have no idea if she's doing something for it now. I mean, I don't live in the same city with her, so I don't know what her nightly regimen is.
Just tell her to smile and let the sun come back.
What?
You guys don't remember that joke from elementary school?
No.
Crickets.
Smile. Smile and let the sun come back.
All right, consensus.
What does that mean?
We need to know, Liv, are you going to do this?
I am over Pork Chop. Two, I think I'm going to do it, but just make sure my delivery is on point.
Yes. So she's going to do it. And then we can revisit this after the holidays and
see
how it goes.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes.
Film it.
I'm a little nervous.
And if your sister is not talking to you when we come back, we'll know exactly what happens. Here's the deal. We love you for listening, and we love to spoil you. It's McKenzie, Producer Pork Chop, Liv the Web Girl, intern Chloe Money. We have your chance right now to win your way to see Maroon 5. Not only that, also going to get you qualified. You can fly away the destination of your choice and see them perform somewhere amazing. I recommend somewhere warm and tropical, somewhere beachy, but you do you, you choose. All right, so what we're going to do is Adam Levine, he's known for his tattoos. He's got a lot of ink. We're going to give you some tats. You have to tell us, is this a real tattoo that Adam Levine has or is it fake? And I believe we have George on the line. Hey, George.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. Hey, do you have any tattoos yourself?
Nah, I don't have any. I'm scared of needles.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I used to faint from needles, so I feel ya.
All right, this is going to be really fun. I'm going to let Liv the Web Girl. She's going to start off. You got to get 3 out of 5 correct, George. You got this.
So a butterfly, is that a real tattoo Adam Levine has or a fake one that we just made up?
Fake.
Yeah, he really does have a huge butterfly tattoo, actually. I think on his right hip or left hip.
Interesting. Okay, George, it's okay. You're still alive. Here we go. Does Adam Levine have a tattoo of a bee?
He had one of a butterfly, so. Nah, that's fake.
Nope, just kidding.
Correct.
That is correct. Okay, one for one. Here we go. One for two. You got this. The next one.
Okay, so does he have the word mom tattooed on him?
Yes.
That's correct. Yes, he said he got it because his mom hates tattoos, and it was his final kind of attempt to try to get her to like at least one of them, and she still hated it.
That's hilarious. Like, you think your mom, you might get away with that one. Okay, right. George, you're one away from winning your way to Maroon 5 and qualifying to fly away. Okay, you got this. Does Adam Levine have a tattoo of a lion?
Yes. All right.
Congratulations! All you right, are thanks. Yes, you are going. Do you wanna do a few more just for fun? Like George? Just
yeah.
Okay. Does he have a tattoo of a globe?
No.
That's fake. That's correct.
Yeah, good job. Okay, does he have a tattoo of Cupid?
No.
That's
you
correct.
Know.
Good job. You're killing it.
What about a sunset, George?
Yes.
George, you know Adam Levine's bod way better than I expected.
That doesn't sound too good, does it?
Yeah, okay. Have you seen like his released Flipping Pancakes tape?
George, we're so excited for you. Where are you going to fly away to see? I mean, you're qualified to fly away as well to see them. Where would you go?
Probably like I said, somewhere tropical.
Okay. I'm with
Get away
you on
from
that.
The Texas weather.
Well, hey, congratulations. Who are you going to take with you?
I guess I have to take my wife.
Oh. You didn't
know. Nah, I'm just joking. She's a big fan. I'll take her.
I bet she would know Adam Levine's body as well as you, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I bet she would.
Hey, nicely done. Hang on the line for us. Coming up, ooh, we're going to get real personal. Show confessions. Who does Liv stalk on the regular? She's going to confess it. Coming up next to Joan McKinsey. These are my confessions. All right. I don't know why we're doing this, but we are. It's McKinsey, producer Pork Chop, Live the Web Girl, intern Chloe Money. And we decided we want to get some things off of our chest before going to the new year 2020. So we're going to do some show confessions. If you have something also you just like want to get off your chest, you can be anonymous, 833-563-2539. Or you can hit us up on social media at Joan McKinsey. You want to confess something, you just got to tell somebody and you want it off your chest. All right. So I think Liv the Web Girl should kick it off because she's got a good one. Oh,
okay.
Yes. Thanks, Usher.
So I don't know why I'm confessing this, but we're going into 2020. So I guess we just need to be honest and maybe I can break this habit.
Okay.
But I still check one of my ex-boyfriend's Instagrams like every week or every couple of weeks to see if he's gotten engaged yet.
Now, do you watch his stories? Is this a Finsta, a fake Insta account, or is this your real?
No, it's my real account. And I don't really watch his stories. I just know that like when he gets engaged, he's going to post an Instagram photo of it. And so I just check, you know, to see if he's gotten engaged. If not, what's been going on?
Are you ever scared that you'll accidentally, your finger will slip, it'll like something?
I'm terrified of it. But then at the same point, I'm like, oh, well, like I will probably, like the only time I'm ever going to see this person again is like maybe at like one of our future friends' weddings. But like, I'm not really going to see him again. And it's not even that like I'm going to be devastated when he gets engaged. I'm just so, so curious. And I know it's coming soon. And I know he's going to get engaged before me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I just go on there every so often and just check.
Is this an ex, a guy that you pictured maybe marrying? Like when you guys were in the thick of it?
Yeah. Okay. I dated him on and off for 2.5 years in college. And we've been broken up since my junior year of college. So we've been broken up for a long
What's
time.
What's the girl that he's with like?
Well, she's blonde. Which is like funny because I'm blonde. I think she kind of like looks like me a little bit, which is just so.
Men have a pattern. Yeah.
He's dated blonde ever since we've broken up. So he definitely has a type. But she, I'm pretty sure, is like a lawyer. And she's actually from the same hometown that I'm from, like around the same area, which I think is like funny too. But I don't really know anything about her. He met her like years after we dated.
So when you check on it, you think about it and then you're like, no, but then you go and do it anyway. Yeah.
No, I just like, not even like, it's like, I'm just like, huh. And I just do it.
I like that confession. All right, I have a confession. Thank you. Okay, mine is, it's super stupid, but I actually feel guilty about it. I am a straw stealer. Like, everywhere I go, I steal straws.
That's your daughter, a good thing.
No, your daughter is so upset.
She calls me a turtle murderer. And when we go through the drive-thru, like at Starbucks, I'll ask because I don't want to stain my teeth. So if I get coffee, I always sip it with a straw. And she's like, save the turtles! And she is livid with me, but I feel like since everyone, and I do have a metal straw. I bought a stinking metal straw for like $8, but I really love straws. I know they're bad for the environment. I'm trying to wean off, but I feel like we're not going to be able to get them, so I'm stocking up. So if I go to like Qdoba.
You're stocking up for the end of straws.
It's like we're not going to be able to get them. These would be like hot commodities. Okay, so that's my confession. God. Chops, do you have something? I know you have something.
Yeah, so this was like 2 months ago when I was single. I had worked at the steakhouse like for, well, I had actually done the morning show.
Okay.
Worked at the steakhouse for 12 hours.
Right.
Slept for 3 hours and then worked all the next day again. But the 3 hours of sleep that I had in the middle of the night, I woke up in like the middle and had to go to the bathroom, but I was too achy and too tired to go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom in a water bottle that I had next to my bed. And my new boyfriend.
He was right next to you.
No. I was when I was single.
Oh, okay. I was
and
like, oh my,
my new boyfriend found it just a week ago. When he was cleaning
it up first thing in the morning.
I have so many questions.
It's Joan McKenzie on Radio Now.
No, you're not getting out of this.
No.
You went in a water bottle when you were single. How long have you been dating Cody or Sausage Boy?
2 months.
You have had a bottle of your urine by your bed for 2 months. Mackenzie, producer Porkchop, Live the Web Girl, and intern Chloe Money. So waking up this morning, we wake up real early, around 3:30. I noticed it's a winter wonderland here in Indianapolis. We got like 5 inches of snow yesterday. I don't even know how many more we got today.
I was looking on the TV. It says we have 7.5 inches, I think.
That is insane. It's just fabulous for the kiddos. We've been keeping you posted all morning long. Everybody pretty much has like a 2-hour delay, not tons of closings. Check your local listings. The schools are really good about leaving voicemails. But we want to check on how Houston's doing because we've been talking about all this playing in the snow. And Lenny Bree is like, what? Lenny Bree.
Mackenzie.
How's it going?
It's going good. You know, okay. It's cold outside, but I'm hot.
Okay, what's cold? What's cold for you? Yeah, you are. Down in Houston, what's chilly?
Dude, it's like 40 outside right now.
And that's nippy down there.
Oh, it's freezing.
Have you ever experienced snow?
It snowed down here last year or 2 years ago, but it was literally like as soon as it hit the ground, it was melted.
Okay.
Wow, so have you ever been sledding?
Sledding.
That is what we're talking about. So producer Porkchop and Liv, yesterday they're like, we're gonna go sledding, and they were leaving. They were just like hyped to go sledding, and they didn't end up going. And what's the reason, you guys?
Well, I mean, like, sleds are like $20 and they're all sold out anyway, so now they raise the prices, so the ones that were available are like $40
and supply and demand.
And me and Porkchop don't want to spend more than like $2 because, you know, Christmas is next week and we're running low, so we wanted to wait, you know, to maybe get another paycheck before we go sledding. And also, we don't know where to sled either because neither one of us are from here.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm opening up the phone lines. 833-563-2539. We need the best places to go sledding here in Indianapolis, our surrounding area. Also, what other things can they use? I wanted to just suggest you guys to go to like a pool supply place and get inner tubes.
Oh, ooh. Like a river tube, maybe?
Yeah.
Like
that. Those could be on sale right now. So, Lenny, for you who don't know, When there's a lot of snow on the ground, you find a big hill, you find a slippery object to sit on, normally plastic, and you ride down the hill on that plastic item, and it is so much fun.
And you
it
go
is.
Really fast. It's like an adrenaline rush.
Yes.
Ah, but you don't like a water slide.
Yes. You don't want to do it if there's like a building you could crash into, or if there's like a street. You got to be smart about it. That's why we're looking for the best spots. I like to go in neighborhoods, typically. I guess you're probably not supposed to, but that have good hills because there's like tons of good packing snow.
I feel like if me and Pork Chop went to neighborhoods, we would be clearly spotted that we don't live there and we're not from there. And they might get creeped out at two grown adults just sledding with all of these children.
Yeah, but that is pretty creepy.
I will say there's this really, really big hill in this cemetery in Indy.
That is creepy AF. Mm.
I know. I don't think we could do it because I think, one, we might run into like headstones. And also, I just feel like it would be really disrespectful. But it's like the best hill I've actually went there to take photos before because like the backdrop is so pretty.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we don't recommend sledding in graveyards.
No, I'm not going to do it.
But
I'm not going to do it.
Interesting, though. You never like really think about that.
So I have a trivia question for Lenny, who's never seen a sled. True or false? Sleds do have brakes on them. True or false?
Brakes?
Yeah, brakes.
So that you could stop on the hill?
Correct. True or false?
True.
Oh, okay, smart. Yeah, they do. They come with like little...
Wait, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I don't think that's all sleds.
Well, yeah, like little... You've never... The sleds,
oh, like the old
and,
school
and they have little
from, like,
steering wheels.
A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
What? Like wooden sleds?
I've never had a sled that had a brake.
Are you... Brakes or steering wheels? You steer with your feet. Yeah, where you put your feet in the front. It moves.
I don't steer with my feet. I just duck if I head into something.
Duck.
Well, like George of the Jungle style. Watch out for that tree.
I think we have some suggestions on where you two should go other than like possibly a graveyard.
Natalie, good morning. What did you want to say?
Good morning.
Hey, Natalie.
I was just listening to you guys, and I work at Menards in Avon, and I was just thinking, like, we have some sleds still that I saw like yesterday.
Okay.
And they're only like $5. Not like 20.
Okay.
But that's gonna, me and Liv live on the east side or in the like
hey,
broader
guys.
Yeah.
No.
I was just gonna say the money we spend, don't spend, we'll spend in gas.
I know.
Drive your
little booties over there. They're not gonna last. They're probably not even still there.
Yeah, I know. That's a great idea. I bet you we could get them for like a dollar in Houston.
I feel so bad because Chops literally just asked me for a quarter to go get breakfast. Well, I felt bad.
It's you just know what I have? A quarter.
I've got some pretty big cookie sheets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my butt could definitely fit on that. I don't know about yours, Pork Chop. Like...
Loving that Maroon 5. You have another chance to win your way to check them out tomorrow at 8:33. And of course, qualify for that. You get to fly away to see them anywhere they're performing. I would definitely go beach, go somewhere sunny and warm since it's so cold here in Indy. Hopefully everyone has gotten okay safely. Everyone's on their way to school. If you had that 2-hour delay, big news. Something big happened today that's never happened before. Intern Chloe Money. She rolled the lowest die, so she has to face the box of shame. That's nothing new. The new thing is you are going to decide what her punishment is.
Ooh. Yeah, so we picked two punishments out of the box of shame, and since it is the last box of shame in Dare Dice of 2019.
Of the year and of intern Chloe Money will no longer be an intern.
Mm-hmm. I don't, this is the end of her term.
Internship
so
is ending.
We wanted you to be able to decide what she should have to do.
Okay, so here's the deal. We have we gave her the box. She drew out two punishments. Chloe, the first one you drew was snow surprise.
Yep.
This one scares the heck out of me being a germaphobe. We go out to the street, scoop up snow that we find. And you take a few bites.
Or just like a lick. Like just lick it.
You decide.
When the snow plow goes by, like the snow's all brown and nasty.
Okay. But there's another punishment. Doesn't sound as bad. This is an elf breakfast.
Yes, from the movie Elf.
Yes. So the movie Elf, when he has breakfast, quote unquote, and it's spaghetti with syrup, M&M's, marshmallows, Pop-Tarts, candy canes, just... it all. you have to have an elf breakfast.
That's not too bad.
Okay, we're going to let everyone decide. Ugh, so, Liv, you put up a poll, correct?
Yes, I put up a poll. It's at our Instagram, at Joe and Mackenzie. Make sure you get your vote in, because tomorrow, that is when we're doing it, and we need your votes by tomorrow morning when we do it, because you're going to be the deciding factor.
That's right. It's 7:50. Chloe Money faces the box of shame. Now you get to roll and maybe save yourself if you roll doubles and pass the punishment that people decide on to someone else. So we will decide her fate. Actually, you will decide. You have to vote now. All right, Chops, what do you have going on the rest of the day?
Absolutely nothing again, and it's beautiful. I want to see if Joe will play some more Call of Duty with me today. My boyfriend has to work from like 1 to 9.
Oh, wow.
So while he's working, maybe, I don't know, maybe Joe will want to play Call
like,
of Duty.
It's COD time, baby.
8 hours straight. Let's go.
Let's go. What about you,
Liv? Gosh. I have a work meeting tonight. So it was supposed to be yesterday, but it got snowed out. So I'm going to be heading to a cycle bar class at 6 p.m. at the new Fisher Studio. And we have a meeting because our grand opening is tomorrow. So
if you want
to get the lowest rates ever, call Cycle Bar Fishers today, because today's the last day to get the lowest rates ever.
I'm definitely going to get in there to take one of your classes.
You definitely should.
I know it's going to be fun.
I'm really excited.
Okay, and Chloe Money, she's just going to be panicking the rest of the day for your box of shame.
I also have work till like 11, but you know.
Oh, it's not going to be that bad, I promise. And I'm going to get some holiday shopping done, so, and then tonight I'm going to get my hair cut and done and all the things. So I'm very excited. I'm going to bring wine. It's going to be great. All right, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. Whether you want us to be back or not, we'll be here. In the meantime, we got to get out.
Bye! Bye.